then need some proof. But when we want all I need, then feel you.
FM 90.3 WJTL, Toby Mac, Feel It, Calling Glory, My Redeemer, and Matthew West celebrating a birthday today. We celebrated with a song, Only Grace. Good morning, Fred and Lisa with you, 749.
Clouds and showers today, high 61, low 46 tonight with more showers. Dry tomorrow, partly sunny and 66, maybe rain Friday too. Right now it's 54.
Our friends Doug and Jose hanging out with us today from Lancaster National Day of Prayer. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Doug Meyer is here. He's the chairperson for the Lancaster NDP. Doug, it's coming up next week already. Tell us about Lancaster's National Day of Prayer.
Yeah, that's right. Next week, Thursday, May 3rd, Lancaster National Day of Prayer will take place at Lititt Springs Park. That's the event in the evening. But we have events that will take place all day long, beginning for breakfast, in some cases in the morning. There's some community gatherings that will take place throughout the county. The website gives the information of where those locations will be and where you can gather to pray with your community. That website is lancasterndp.com. And another fun thing for people that like to ride motorcycle, they can participate in motorcycle rides that will take place throughout all of the county. There's a north ride, a south ride, a west ride, an east ride that will cover all parts of the county. There's one in Chester County as well, total of 5 rides. And the goal of this is for those that like to ride motorcycle to gather together, to travel to these communities, and to stop and pray along the way.
That's awesome.
And it's just it's what we should be doing on the National Day of Prayer, and that is gathering to pray. And then the evening event will take place at the Lititt Springs Park, begins about 5:45. Amy Fenimore and the One Accord Choir will begin our time together as we sing and
love
we worship
that.
Together.
Yeah.
It's just a wonderful time. The theme this year is unity, making every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace, taken from Ephesians 4:3. And the choir is an example of that.
Yeah.
There's about 120, 130 from dozens
from
of churches.
From every church.
That's right. And they gathered,
yeah.
they practice, they rehearse, they sing together, not only for the National Day of Prayer, for other occasions as well.
Yeah.
But it is an example of unity, and that's our goal today, to gather together, to pray together. James McDonald will bring a message. He's from Harvest Bible Chapel in Illinois. He's a radio ministry called Walk in the Word. And we are looking forward to what he will bring to us as he talks about prayer. He will make sure to get his point across very well. He just says it like it is.
Right. Yeah.
And most importantly, we will pray. There will be 4 or 5 pastors that will lead us in our prayer time together around this theme of unity. And our goal that day is to pray such big prayers that the only way the answer could possibly happen is God moved and God made it happen.
Yeah.
So that's our goal as we celebrate the National Day of Prayer next Thursday, May 3rd, at Lititt Springs Park in the evening and the events throughout the day. And there's a youth edition as well. And Jose is going to talk about that.
And this it goes on throughout the country, but is this still one of the biggest ones?
It is. Lancaster has one of the biggest ones. There's thousands of gatherings throughout the country. Ronnie Floyd is the chairperson for the National Day of Prayer.
Yeah.
And so there's thousands of groups that will gather, and we'll just be one of those thousands that gather.
That.
And we're gathering together to ask the Lord to move, to do what only He can do in our hearts and in the hearts of the church, in the hearts of our communities, and the hearts of our nation.
National Day of Prayer coming up next Thursday. It's May the 3rd. Check it out online. LancasterNDP.com. The night before, the youth edition is happening here at the Junction Center. Jose Jimenez is with us. He's the youth edition coordinator. And Jose, tell us a little bit about what's happening that night.
Yes. So as you mentioned, Wednesday, May 2nd here at WJTL Junction Center at 7 p.m., we will gather together. And one of the key verses we'll be focusing on as for the youth is in John 17, beginning verse 22, which says, I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. And it's one of those things where as we're focusing on unity, there has to be this love for one another. And so we're challenging the youth, the leaders and parents to have it, this humility, to have this humility for one another. And we're going to pray. There's different challenges, but one of the practical challenges we want people and the students to walk away with is to go forth and unify their schools and their neighborhood, even if it's one person at a time per week. But it's not just getting together and just doing nothing about it. We're coming together, being challenged, praying, asking the Lord to help us, and then go back out, you know, and unify your school, unify your neighborhoods, unify your churches, and simply by one action item at a time. And so it's going to be a great time of worship, prayer, and I believe it's going to be very impactful and influential for our ministries, for our young people, for our homes.
Lancaster National Day of Prayer, the youth edition next Wednesday here at the Junction Center, next Thursday at Lititz Springs Park. You can get all the info online, lancasterndp.com. Guys, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having us.
We love hanging out with you and spending time with you.
Yes,
thanks for celebrating my birthday with me.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thanks. Back to the music.